best story for you today. You are going to love this story, and it's a true story. Even better. So today on the Energy Clearing for Life Force podcast, I'm going to dedicate this episode to a very beautiful kitten. I'm not, I said kitten, I really did. Oh my gosh. So this is a true story about life force and the passion to live. So a few weeks ago, about 6 weeks ago, my friend Lisa's daughter, she's grown and she is working in kind of an archaeology dig. And so they have a trailer that they use for, I don't know what they use it for. It's like their office trailer, but it's pretty big. And she kept hearing these meows, these little tiny meows, these little mewings. And recently she lost her cat of many years. And so she wasn't sure if it was an actual kitten or if it was a ghost sound of that mewing. Like she was so sad about losing her cat recently that she didn't really know what she was hearing, but her friend started hearing it too. It was just this little bleat-like mewing. So they start looking under the trailer, and it's not very easy. It's just like a couple feet of under the trailer, and there's some insulation under there, so it's really awkward. They kept hearing this sound, and so they gave up. And then they came back, and the next day she came, and she brought like a cat carrier and a bunch of like some milk that you can bottle feed kittens with. And she sees this little fluffy gray fluff, just a little bit of fluff. She peeks at it and hears it, and all of a sudden she knows. So she finds this kitten who's been meowing for 2 days, would not stop meowing. Turns out it's one of five kittens, and they're just days old. They're tiny. Like inside your hand, they're just these teeny little life forces. But this little gray one is just, can you imagine meowing when you're only a couple days old and just meowing and meowing and meowing and meowing? And actually ended up saving all the lives of all five brand new kittens. It's amazing. So my children and I had a job because my friend Lisa, whose house they saved the kittens at, was going out of town. So our job was to go and socialize with the kittens. And when I met this one little gray kitten, it just was sort of blown away by the life force of a little being that would meow for help and keep meowing and keep meowing, right? For days and days, this little tiny being. And then the result saved the life of all five kittens, all four of the siblings. And there's two black ones and two orangish tabby ones, and then the gray mixed color one. And they all have homes, I believe. There's maybe one home still being found, but they've actually found housing and they found new homes for all of the kittens, and they have all gotten off bottle feeding. But the reason I'm telling this story today is that you look for inspiration in the life of a little kitten who kept meowing until like life was possible. It's like if you need help, if you're not doing well, if things aren't going right, are you asking for help? Are you asking for what you need to survive? And it's not always easy to ask, you know? You might be annoying to people, right? Can you imagine meowing for days and days and days until your life gets saved? So I just want to encourage you to take some life force energy from this story and really look at your own life force and step it up and expand your energy bigger than you thought you could be. In every area of your life, ask for a little bit more. So in your health and wellness, ask for a little bit more. In your heart health, Ask for a little bit more in your relationships. See what else is possible. See what you can ask for. And just look around at your life and ask to expand a little bit more. And as you heal yourself, you'll begin to heal the earth grids where you live. So it's really worth it. Your energy is worth it. You are worth it. Everything you do that changes you and helps you grow is helping the planet. We're all interconnected beings. And I'm just dedicating today to all the kittens who've given us therapy for so many years, right? Oh my gosh, I can't tell you guys. Holding two little kittens yesterday, and they were like purring and sleeping on me while I was playing with them. Oh my gosh, like few things in life are as good as that. So that's your podcast for today. I hope you have an amazing day. And just look for inspiration and treasuring life in every place you can look. Everything you can find that shows you that life is a treasure, see if you can highlight that in your brain today. Just take a moment and appreciate because, do it for you. That's your podcast. Have a great day. Erica Glessing, energyclearingforlife.com. And my retreat's coming up, and I've still got some spaces if you're interested in taking this work to the next level. energyclearingforlife.com/retreat.